Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. We are still talking about the southern border. You know, the border that's wide open, the one that Mayorkas says is secure. We're talking about that one. Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. How many miles? Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me. Okay, the southern border is still wide open. I'm going to get right into it because I know I'm always running out of time. The southern border. Why is the southern border wide open? Why is it wide open? Now, you have the left that constantly saying that the border, oh, the border's not open. The border's not open. It's secure. Mayorkas saying it's secure. Then you even have the liberal media going down to the border trying to act like the border is secure, right? And they say, oh, look at all the children, the women and the children. The women and the children, they do that every single time to try to pull on your heartstrings. They do it every day. They do it every day. Most people don't fall for it any longer. Let me share this first one with you with Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine Jean-Pierre
asked a question about Joe Biden not taking any questions. Not taking any questions. And when Title 42 get ready to end, and of course, he has. She was like, well, he did say something. He didn't say anything. But he did today. But let me share this first one with you. Can we bring this on the screen here? I want to share this first one with you with Karine Jean-Pierre. Listen to this. A reporter is asking a question about Title 42, and she just kind of completely deflects.
The president speak out about Title 42, share message that Mayorkas has given, or you know something to that effect. Will we hear from the president on Title 42?
Well, I would say you heard from the president just this past Friday. He did a sit down interview with one of the networks and talked about Title 42, talked about immigration. So the American people did hear directly from the president on this issue. I don't have anything else to share in the next couple of days about the president's schedule. So I'll just leave it there. But he was asked a question and he answered it.
Okay. You know, it's really important. She says, I have nothing else to share about his schedule. Do they even talk to one another? It's a legit question. Do they even talk to one another? And she's the acting press secretary. Isn't she supposed to know his schedule, like when he's going to go out and, you know, and speak to the press? Isn't she supposed to know that? So when do they communicate with one another? Either she knew that Joe Biden was going to go out and talk to the press, and she didn't want to say anything, or she did not know because they did not communicate that to her. She's supposed to have this information, and she doesn't have any information except for the ones about, you know, wokeism. But everything else, she has nothing, and she doesn't know anything about it. It's like they're just riding along with this whole thing. I don't even know what they're doing. They're not doing a good job. They're doing a terrible job. Well, they might be doing a good job when it comes to the elitist, the one world order, when they want to take down the country. Listen to this one with Joe Biden, because this was right after, not too long after, Karine Jean-Pierre straight up said that she doesn't know his schedule. And what she was referring to is that he was on with some reporter, and that's where you hear from him? No. And he was in an interview? Oh, you heard from him then? No, that's not how it works. So I guess they told Joe Biden, say, hey, you're going to have to go out here. You can't take any cars with you. You have to go out here and ask questions. And they banned some news organizations from the White House. We're going to talk about that, too. They banned a news organization. Can you guess which news organization that would be? Can you guess? I'll tell you, it has nothing to do with a Fox. I'll tell you that much. But listen to what Joe Biden says, because he's asked a question here about Title 42. Right? He's asked about Title 42. And I'll put the little text on the screen there. You know, where's Kamala Harris? Because she's supposed to be the border czar. But he's going to say that he talked to the president of Mexico, and that they are doing everything that they can. Yeah, he actually says it. They're doing everything that they can. So this is what we can expect. Listen.
Title 42, is the United States ready for the surge of people that's going to come across the border starting later this week?
I spent close to an hour with the Mexican president today. We're doing all we can. The answer is it remains to be seen. We've got an overwhelming call.
You hear that? He says we're doing all that we can and it remains to be seen. No, you are not, Joe. You are not, Joe. You caused the crisis that we see on our southern border. You stopped President Trump's border wall from being completed because you kept saying it was racist. So no, Joe, you are not doing everything that you can, because if you were doing everything that you can, you would go ahead and say, okay, let's go ahead and finish this wall. Let's go ahead and shut it down. Let's go ahead and tell the NGOs to stop coaching these people to come. But you're not doing that.
Cooperation from Mexico. We also are in the process of setting up offices in Colombia and other places where you can, or someone seeking asylum can go first. So, but it remains to be seen. It's going to be chaotic for a while. And as an example, as I raised in the meeting, when they said, well, we're going to cut and no spending more money. So what the hell happens? If you cut, you're going to cut people at the border? You're going to cut agents at the border? We need more at the border, not less at the border.
Really? President Trump already had the plan in place and they vamped that plan and it actually backfired on them. And they're trying to say, oh my goodness, this is not good.
Yeah,
this
the only reason why we need more people at the border is because of you, Joe.
Yeah,
that's the reason why we need more people. What, you know what? He always wants to blame the Republicans for everything that he's done, everything that he's destroyed. Just like the economy, now it's the Republicans' fault. Just like the border, now it's the Republicans' fault.
Exactly. So let me show you what Joe Biden has created, and let me show you what they're trying to work on. Go ahead, do a split screen here. Look, this is what they're working on, to have more of this, because they're not preventing this. They actually caused this. They actually caused this invasion to take place into our country. Give me a break. Look at this.
Now, as many of you are tracking, we have multiple agencies and multiple countries working together to humanely manage the border when Title 42 public health order lifts on Thursday, just in just a couple of days.
They're not going to humanely process.
Now, given all that House Republicans have had to say about our plan, you would think they'd have some grand alternative. But think again. Earlier this month, House Republicans voted to fire 2,000 Border Patrol agents.
Okay, let's regurgitate that. let's regurgitate that. She actually said that the House Republicans voted to fire 2,000 Border Patrol agents. The same House Republicans that want our border to be secure. The same Republicans that are on the side of the Border Patrol agents trying to prevent the Border Patrol agents from killing themselves because they're overwhelmed because of the Biden regime. She actually said that the House Republicans voted to fire 2,000 Republicans. My goodness. How do you blatantly lie in front of the press corps like that and no one is saying, sorry, but that's not actually true? That's not true, and you know it's not true. Why would you say such a thing? There should be a penalty for deliberately lying to the American people. But since there's no penalty, they continue to do it. And they're going to continue to do it.
And this week, they're taking up a bill that would once again demonstrate that House Republicans are more interested in campaigning on immigration than actually solving it. The bill, H.R. 2, would be a disaster for border security and a Christmas morning gift for human smugglers. It would lead to more unlawful migration by blocking off lawful pathways to protection. It would trample on our nation's core values and international obligations and a boon to dictators around the world. And instead of providing the needed resources for more border security technology and asylum officers and judges, it would waste taxpayer dollars on an ineffective wall. Again, an ineffective wall that can't even withstand heavy winds. let alone sophisticated criminal smuggling networks. If the president were presented with H.R. 2, he would veto it. He won't let House Republicans make things worse despite their best efforts.
So they're blaming all of this on Republicans. You can't make this stuff. They're literally blaming this on Republicans.
It's maddening because we know that it's gotten worse under them. Let me tell you what, Jean-Pierre, no wall is worse than a wall. You don't have a wall for anything to blow down. The people can just walk right through. Oh, that's better. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We know that sex trafficking, human trafficking has imploded under this administration. And she's blaming them. What they're doing is they want to get rid of NGOs. The only reason you hear her say they want to get rid, they don't want to add judges and stuff, because guess what? They're going to turn the people around and send them back to their country. Yes. That they want to reinstall the 89 different laws and ways that Trump had installed to limit immigration. But they want to reinstall it.
But they don't want to do anything President Trump was doing, because they were saying what President Trump was doing was racist.
That's why they
don't want to do any of that.
I mean, they had 2 years before we even took over Congress. What did they do? Let's hear what they did. Oh yeah, nothing.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they did absolutely nothing.
And she's up there complaining
actually, Shannon, I have to take that back. They actually did do something.
Yeah, nothing.
Let me show you. Here, put it on the screen. Let me show you. This is what they did. Right here. This is what they did. This is what they created after the past two years plus now, this is what they created. And they see no problem with this. And think about it. Look at the state of San Francisco. Look at the state of Chi-Rock. Look at the state of St. Louis. Look at the state of Oakland. Look at the state of LA. And when I'm talking about, look at their situation. Look what they did to those locations. Look at New York, right? It's becoming poverty and becoming riddled with crime. This is exactly what they want. Look at this. This is Biden's America right here. This is Biden's America. And they don't want this to change. They want more of this. They want more of this for America.
And let me tell you what. We now know that chickenpox is breaking out down there among the illegals. This right here, these little makeshift homes out of boxes, this is because the NGOs, you know, the people that are supposed to humanely process these illegals, are so overrun that they're literally not helping these people at all. They're going out on the streets. They're fighting over food. They're robbing. I'm sure businesses at this point are probably all closed down. It's horrible.
A lot of them, they have to close down because they were getting robbed constantly. A lot of them were getting burglarized throughout the night because people were breaking into them, stealing food, stealing whatever it is that they could find. And the law enforcement is overwhelmed. They can't do anything about it. Have you seen thousands of people just on the streets? I mean, they're just on the streets and they're here acting like this is their country. And the Democrats are saying, yep, let them in. Mayorkas said, don't even pursue them. Let them go in. Terrorists coming to the country, don't even pursue them. Let them go in. We're being set up right now. The country's being set up. We need to stand up and we need to rise up against this. And that's why I've constantly asked people, no matter how you're watching this or when you are watching this, share this video. Get people to know the truth, because you'll be amazed. Everyone is watching right now. For the most part, every single one of you, you know what's going on. You see the information. I share this information with you. You see other people sharing this information, but you'll be surprised how many people don't know the truth. You'll be surprised. There's countless number of people that don't even know that this is happening. Don't even know what's going on. And a lot of them want to act like they don't even know what's happening. I'm telling you right now, they want to act like, well, you know, it's just a couple people. It's just women and children coming across the border trying to, you know, get a better life. They don't see the 90% of men marching across the border. They don't see it. This is an invasion. It's straight up an invasion. And the Democrats are all for it, because they'd rather destroy this country than allow President Trump to return. I'm telling you, they're willing to do everything. If they can't put President Trump in jail, if they can't get everyone to stop supporting him because of these fraudulent charges that they're putting on him, it's such a witch hunt. They're willing to destroy the country if they can't get that. Look at this one here. This is them creating these facilities for the invasion. And remember, in the beginning of this show, for those of you that did not see it, Joe Biden said that he talked to the president of Mexico, and he said that they are doing everything that they can. What does this look like to you? Does this look like they're doing everything they can? Oh, we're doing everything that we can to allow this to happen.
Look. Take a look at this stunning drone footage. This is video we shot in Reynosa, Mexico, showing one of the huge migrant camps that have popped up across the river with thousands of migrants inside of it waiting for Thursday, waiting until Title 42 drops to cross over illegally. And this isn't even the only camp. Take a look at the second piece of video. Down by the river in Reynosa as well, another more unofficial camp of tents set up in trees, in shrubbery. You will find these migrant camps all along the Mexican border as these migrants continue to wait for Thursday before they plan to cross illegally into the United States. And Governor Greg Abbott doing what he can to try to stop it. He tweeted this video last night from right here in Brownsville showing layers of barbed wire they've set up in popular crossing areas. He says they plugged up this particular spot. He says he knows other spots are going to pop up as well. And he says they will block those with razor wire as well. And Harris, back out here live, multiple CBP sources tell me that last night a decision was made between Border Patrol and CBP leadership to authorize all Border Patrol sectors all along the southern border to begin mass street releases of migrants to city streets if NGOs no longer have capacity. So we can keep an eye out in the next few days for that. As I am told, as of this morning, there are more than 27,000 migrants in federal custody. That's the highest number I've ever seen.
I mean, wow. I mean, did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? And I'm pretty sure that that was pushed down by Mayorkas. Let them into the country. Do not prevent them. Let them come in. The NGOs are overwhelmed, so we need to help out the NGOs that's working with the United Nations to undermine our country's sovereignty. Our country's sovereignty. That's exactly what's happening here. Oh my God, people. And yes, I am calling out to God because we need God. We really do. This has never happened before. This is not normal. This is not what we should be expecting. This is not something that we should be embracing. This is the takedown of the United States of America. They're doing it right in front of our faces. And they're like, there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to accept it. Look at the thousands of people that we're bringing, and they bring them across the border, and they're just saying, ship them off to wherever they want to in the country. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you know what's going to happen is all these cities are going to say they're in a state of emergency. Today, Lightfoot, she's still in, you know, her chair for the time being. She called for an emergency.
She's a lame duck.
Yeah, she called for an emergency because guess what?
Wait a minute. She's in Chi-Roc and she's calling for a state of emergency?
Yeah, because she said the illegals are overrunning. And listen, yesterday, Abbott, he said, these people are coming to you, asylum cities, because you wanted them. Here they are. So he's loading them up on buses too and trying to get them out there. You know, some of these people said, I don't have a ticket. So they're waiting for those buses to roll up so they can go where they want to go.
Because
they can get resources from these cities.
Because they don't have any currency.
These cities can't handle it.
They don't have any American currency to just go buy a ticket someplace and go. They don't have any money.
San Francisco, attention all illegals. San Francisco has a whole bunch of businesses that have left. So there's a whole bunch of buildings that are now standing empty. go live in them.
The facility's wide open for you.
They're making
space for you in San Francisco. And I'm pretty sure Nancy Pelosi will be saying, you're welcome here in that San Francisco. Destroy the city as much as you want. It's perfectly fine. We've been working on doing the same thing. And if you ask me, San Francisco being one of the cities, and I've said it before that, you know, I think
China
is going to end up purchasing most of the location there in San Francisco because, you know, they're not going to prevent them from doing it.
And you know
what,
they're
encouraging it. They're encouraging it.
You know, instead of really showing and highlighting what's happening down there, I mean, I know some of the liberal news is because it is the biggest story right now. We are being invaded. But they're all celebrating what happened to Trump. You know, today he got convicted of, what was it, sexual assault?
Well, he wasn't convicted. He was found. They found him.
In a civil suit. The word is verdict. I'm sorry. Yeah. I take it back.
Yeah.
They said the verdict is he's guilty for sexual assault and defamation. So he has to pay $5 million now to this lady. And they're all celebrating that. Like this is the biggest thing our country needs to be dealing with right now. Right? Forget about Biden, the compromised.
China.
Yeah, he's compromised. But let me say this. Remember, because last night, for those of y'all that were watching me last night, you know, if they let you see me again tonight, I was talking about how they're going after the Biden crime family, and tomorrow is going to be a hot day. I mean, I'm hoping that it is. I hope the Republicans actually produce the information that we need to see about the Biden crime family. I'm hoping it comes tomorrow. Sadly, probably nothing will come of it. The liberal media will ignore it as much as possible, unless it's just extremely damaging. But yesterday I was telling everybody, I said, oh, look, the Biden crime family, they're doing this, squirrel. Oh, look at the Biden crime family. Oh, my goodness, Hunter Biden, the laptop is all true, squirrel. And that's what they're doing here. They're trying to, why would they go after President Trump? And this case was 1996. And all of a sudden, it's because he's going into election year. Just like they did in 2016 with Hillary Rodham Clinton. They brought up like 23 different women. All of a sudden, oh, yeah, Trump, he's sexually assaulted me. And then they found a liberal jury, of course, you know, liberal jury in New York of all places. Of, oh, yep, he did it. We don't care if he didn't do it, but he did it. In our minds, he did it. And you know what? I'm willing to bet they found 12 jurors in New York to go along with, well, that's your truth. Our truth is that he actually did it. That's what we believe. How are you going to find anyone in New York that's going to not be biased against President Trump? Is it even possible? I mean, seriously, is it even possible? I don't think it is. Now, there's very few people that live in New York. I know a few of them that are, you know, Trump supporters and believe the truth, but it's very few. Let me share another one with you about the southern border here, if I can. This is one with Karine Jean-Pierre. And again, here in this one, she's asked a question about Kamala Harris. Because, you know, Kamala Harris is supposed to be a border czar. So where is she at? Why is she not behind the podium with Biden, right? Because anytime we had a crisis taking place in the United States of America when Trump was in office and Mike Pence was there, President Trump was there, and they were talking about the crisis. But in this case, we have a border crisis and Kamala Harris is nowhere to be found. Where is she at? Listen to this.
Should the vice president be involved in today's meeting since she'll be here in the country while the president is away?
So the president has been closely consulting with the vice president on this. They have had several conversations on this issue. And so, again, when it comes to issues that matter to the American people, they're very much partners.
So it's just a talking point. Well, I'm just going to tell you what's happening here, but it's not actually even happening. I'm just going to tell you what's happening. I'm just going to tell you, this is what's happening, but it's not actually happening, but I'm just going to tell you it's happening so you can believe it's happening when it's actually not happening. I know everyone is like really sick of Karine Jean-Pierre just steady lying. And I think a lot of the liberal media is starting to get sick of it, too. I mean, because it's making them look bad. They were all in the same bed together. No pun intended, but they were all in the same bed together and they know what they were doing and they still did it. They still did it. They do not care, people. They do not care. And let me say this too. You know, you have the mainstream media, which I like to call the state media. Yeah, do y'all know what state media is? Do you know what that means? Because you have CNN, MSDNC, ABC, CBS, even Fox News, all of the alphabet network soup group, they are state media. And for those of you that don't know, state media was the same type of media that Hitler used when he was in power. He told the media what to report on and how to say it and when to say it. That exact same thing is happening today. Have y'all ever seen that video where it show all of the reporters on the screen and it's like all of them like little squares with each one of them in different cities throughout and they're all saying the same message? Have y'all seen that? That's state media. That's 100% state media. You have CNN is constantly lying and
Russia,
they
Russia,
kept pushing
Russia.
The whole Russia collusion delusion. State media. Same thing with MSDNC. State media. When they come out and they're lying for a federal government that has been lying to the American people, that is considered state media. Propaganda. The whole propaganda machine. Then you had the federal government. Let me remind you, the federal government did the whole disinformation board. Remember that? But they weren't going to go after CNN for lying about Russia collusion delusion. They weren't going to go after MSDNC trying to say that President Trump, you know, assaulted these 23 women. Right? They didn't go after them for putting out that propaganda. They're not going after the liberal media for constantly putting out propaganda that black people are under attack by white supremacists. They're lynching us. All propaganda. And you have the liberal media inciting violence. But you don't hear the government saying anything about that. But what they do, they go after those who want to tell the truth. Do we have the article, Shannon, about the New York Post? Do we have that article about the New York Post? The New York Post, imagine this. You have a news outlet that is a credible news outlet that's been around for years, and now they have been banned. They're literally being the U.S. Constitution. I've had conversations with people so much about this. The U.S. Constitution, where's this place at right now? Where's the place for the U.S. Constitution when it comes to a tyrannical government? They want to do away with the they want to do away with the Constitution. Why do you think they're trying to put all of the militia behind jail right now? Yes, y'all heard me. Let me say it again. Why do you think they're doing so much effort to put the militia behind bars? Do you know who I'm talking about? I think you do, because they've been doing it. They're putting militia members behind the bar to stop the militia from doing what the U.S. Constitution is calling people to do. Listen to this.
Yeah, this is crazy. The White House bans the post from Biden's event as Hunter indictment looms. The White House press office barred the post from attending President Biden's only daytime public event Monday as federal prosecutors near a decision on criminally charging first son Hunter Biden for tax fraud and other crimes. The post has closely covered the president's ties to his relatives' foreign dealings and first reported in October 2020 on files from Hunter's abandoned laptop that link Joe Biden to ventures in China and Ukraine. Biden, who falsely characterized the Post reporting as Russian disinformation, appeared with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to talk about airline policies in the White House adjacent Eisenhower Executive Office building. This is crazy, Will. They literally just banned them. It wasn't even a huge press event. But the thing is they don't want them to ask him any questions. Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
You know, this is the same one that got suspended on Twitter from releasing factual information about the Hunter Biden laptop. Do you think it's a coincidence? They violated that. They should be. I mean, what's going to become of it? Who's going to stop it? Who's going to stop it? Oh, the military is going to step in. The same military right now that's using certain people to recruit certain other people. That military. Yeah. I had people upset with me because I didn't go along with the military. I said, you know what? I would like to see it happen, but I don't think it's going to happen because they kept pushing the date back. But anyways, talking about the media, the state media is about to be upset again with Elon Musk. Why would the state media be upset with Elon Musk? There are, well, obvious reasons, because Elon Musk purchased Twitter. He's allowing free speech, but the state media, they're like, okay, that's social media. Now it looks like Elon Musk is getting ready to get into their realm. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to say, this is too much. Social media, that's one thing. But now he's getting ready to come in to our realm. This is not good. Listen to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson put out this memo. And he's pretty much putting a notification out to all of the mainstream, the lamestream liberal media, and even Fox News. Listen to this.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You often hear people say the news is full of lies, but most of the time that's not exactly right. Much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is in fact true in the literal sense. It could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated. How does that work? Let's see. If I tell you that a man has been unjustly arrested for armed robbery, that is not, strictly speaking, a lie. He may have been framed. At this point, there's been no trial, so no one can really say. But if I don't mention the fact that the same man has been arrested for the same crime 6 times before, am I really informing you? No, I'm not. I'm misleading you. And that's what the news media are doing in every story that matters, every day of the week, every week of the year. What's it like to work in a system like that? After more than 30 years in the middle of it, we could tell you stories. The best you can hope for in the news business at this point is the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. But there are always limits. And you know that if you bump up against those limits often enough, you will be fired for it. That's not a guess. It's guaranteed. Every person who works in English language media understands that. The rule of what you can't say defines everything. It's filthy, really, and it's utterly corrupting. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it's enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments. Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop it there. The one thing he got wrong is not Twitter's not the only one. You have Rumble and you have True Social, right? As far as social media. You have True Social and you have Rumble. And I think the only reason why he emphasized on Twitter is because majority of the liberals and majority of the news organizations, they do reside on Twitter. But I'm pretty sure he's not purposely just leaving them out. He's just making a point.
Where we are now. Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets. You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works, and we're sick of it. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We bring some other things too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others.
Wow. Wow. That is very powerful. So he's basically announcing that they're going to start something. I guess it might be doing a network on Twitter, or a network and maybe say powered by Twitter, something like that.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
That, you know, so it's going to be really interesting. And you know, right now, Fox News, they're probably upset about this. MSDNC, CNN, all of them, they're upset about this. I'm like, how dare they? How dare they? I told y'all, This was going to take the ties off of Tucker. This is going to take the chains off of Tucker. He's going to be able to come with so much that they're going to, I'm telling you, they're going to say Elon Musk is going too far. They're going to say he's gone too far. This is just too much. Because now they're going to say that Elon Musk is going to allow propaganda when they are the ones pushing out all the propaganda. Wow. Did you hit the share button for me? Did you hit the share button? Please hit that share button. Okay. Before we go, let's do split screen. Before we go over to Rumble, okay, for the rest of the story, I want to say thank you to everyone that has blessed us for being here. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. You know, all your blessings help me continue to go. And Facebook has really been hindering my videos, YouTube as well. My Rumble channel is growing. And I'm asking everyone to join me on Rumble so you can hear what, you know, Will Johnson says when he wants to say stuff with free speech in mind. So please join me over on Rumble. I made it really easy right there. And you can see it right there, rumble.com/WillJohnson/live. Or go to www.uaf.media. You see it right there in the middle at the bottom of the picture there. And just scroll down and says watch Will on Rumble or watch on Rumble. It's something like that. So just do that. Just make it full screen and say thank you to those who blessed us.
Yeah. So Kevin R. did a super chat on YouTube. And then on Facebook, we got stars from Rodney and Ruby.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the blessings. Okay. All right, let's go on over to Rumble. Please join us on Rumble. All right,
And everybody that is stopping here, thank you very much. We will see you same time tomorrow.
Yep, 7 p.m.
Good night, everyone.
All right, we're going over to Rumble. Let's get ready to Rumble. Let's make sure we are okay. I see Facebook, and we're down on YouTube as well.
Yep.
All right, cool. All right, let's see. What's the first one we have here? Okay, let's start with this first one here. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you this much. I've never been in a conflict where, police officers have to, wrestle me to the ground or anything. And I've come into contact with some bad cops. And I've come into contact with really good cops. You know, they're still just people, right? Some of them have bad days. Some of them have good days. We all do. But when you come across police officers, it's better for you to just go ahead and comply so you don't die. It's better for you to comply and just so you don't. I mean, it's better for you to just go ahead and say, look, OK, they may be in the wrong. Just go ahead so they don't kill you because it might be a bad cop. You never know. But for the most part, cops are just doing their jobs. And every time I get an opportunity and I see a police officer, I tell the police officer, thank you so much for your service. I say it all the time. But there's always a case where you have somebody black and it plastered all over the media. Somebody black getting apprehended by two white cops and it becomes a racist. Excuse me. And they say it's racist. Must be racism in the air. And they say it's racist. Look at this video. Let's do split screen. You can see here's a black male right here. And the police officer is basically arresting him. And a black dude is going, oh, but you didn't tell me. And he says, now you're risking arrest. He goes, why? Why? You didn't say me. You didn't tell me anything. You didn't say anything. Well, obviously, he told him something. Right? Because he's not complying. And you can see right here, he's struggling with the police officer. And then he acts like he's getting ready to fight the police officer. And I can't tell if the police officer pulls out his sidearm or if he pulls out his taser. But either way, they didn't shoot the black thug, because that's, in this case, that's what he becomes when he's doing all of this. Watch this.
Why am I being arrested?
You're being arrested for speeding and now you're getting resisting arrest.
How? When you didn't tell me that? That ain't what you told me.
Give me. Look at this.
Ram, please. Ram, please don't do that. Oh my goodness. Y'all gotta do all that.
Yes.
Y'all ain't gotta do all that.
Yes, they do.
You ain't gotta do all that.
Yes, they do. They do have to do all of that because he just should have complied in the first place. But so, yes, they have to do all that. He's fighting with them. One of she screams saying, hey, Tyrone, you don't need to be doing all that. Tyrone, you don't need to be doing all that. Tyrone. But she ain't saying Tyrone. She's talking about the cops that's doing their job. She don't say nothing about him. And that's the exact same thing with all of these criminals. They never talk about the criminal. He's becoming a criminal right here. Talking about, y'all don't have to do all of that. Now, how come she ain't saying Tyrone? You don't have to do all of that.
Well, how do you know his name's Tyrone? How come it can't be Jonathan?
How dare you?
Or Timothy. Timothy. Timothy, don't do all that. Timothy.
Scott, stop that.
Yeah, Scott. Scotty. Scotty. No, it's more likely Tyrone. Tyrone. Right? I mean, come on. It's really a no-brainer. These people, they do this all the time. You ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to do all that. He didn't have to do all of that. I'm telling you. I keep saying this, and I've said it for years, that I've been pulled over by police officers so much that I should write a book on it. I really should. Some of them been really, really bad experiences, but I'm still here alive to talk about it. Why is that? And some of them have been really, really awesome experiences. Experiences that I that I didn't even expect. When I was in the wrong, I was speeding. And a police officer says, okay, you can go. It's how you handle yourself. These are people, they put on a uniform. They don't want to go out there and deal with your stupidity, right? They don't want to deal with these ignorant people. And they're acting ignorant. Look, they just want to be out there and just make sure they get the criminals that's actually doing horrible things. But when you go out there and acting ignorant, you leave them no choice. Now, let me share something else with you that I most definitely can't share this with you on Fascist Book or YouTube, because then, my goodness, they would say, well, Johnson, you're a traitor to your people. Look at this one. Now, a lot of people putting this on Twitter, and they're saying that these females, I'm pretty sure they're females, that these females get there by opportunity, or did they get there because of demand, saying we demand to be on the field shaking the ground. I'm just saying. You can leave a split screen. It's a short clip. I'm telling y'all, this is what they're doing. And look at this. What are we seeing here? What are we seeing here? Now, you have to give it to him. I mean, 300, I never knew 300 can move around like that. I mean, really? I'm just saying, I didn't know 300 can move around like that. What? What, can I not be truthful here? I'm telling you the truth. I didn't know 300 could do that. I mean, come on. Well, okay. Let me be a little politically correct. 300 plus.
I mean, I hate to say it.
I mean, dude, y'all should see some of the comments.
This is what equity looks like.
Yeah. So, I mean, were they, and you know, people are saying, were they on here, you know, were they there because of, you know, opportunities? Or were they?
I mean, the sad thing is they could have picked different people, but. I don't know.
Maybe they didn't have.
You know, I am jealous that they can move like that. I'm going to be honest. I can move like that, and I'm not 300 pounds, but.
300. I didn't say 300 pounds. I just said 300.
Okay.
I didn't know 300 can move that way.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Obviously, I'm talking about 300 pounds. I mean, there's some big girls. I mean, really. There's some big girls. And they put them on the field like that. I guess, you know, if y'all wonder where that earthquake was coming from, y'all already know. I'm just saying. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Okay, let me share something with you that's, I guess, we would say a little bit more serious and a little bit more disturbing. Okay. You have government officials at the federal level and even at the state level that's trying to push puberty blockers, trying to transition children, And now you have people pushing to exclude the parents from the whole process. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that your child goes to school and every day you take your child to school, your child is being groomed and coached and being something that he or she is not. And they're not even informing you that they're doing it. And now they're going to be giving your child puberty blockers without your consent. How do you feel about that? Luckily, I don't have any young ones that are in school like this for this to happen to them. But there's many parents out there. The only thing that you can do is remove your child from school. That's the only thing you can do. You have to get your kid out of the schools. And a lot of people say, well, I can't. You not finding a way to get your child out of school, you're leaving them in harm's way for them to sexualize your kid and for them to castrate your child. Listen to this.
Trans youth and transgender people have become a target for disinformation campaigns and political stunts that portray them as dangerous or degenerate. Here we think it's much more important to have less ideological warfare and more focusing on efforts to help young people through difficult times. In Washington State, we reject the politics of transphobia and fear. We look for ways to help LGBTQ youth remain safe and supported.
You hear this? So they're saying they want the LGBTQ to be safe and supported. Why do you got to do this? Why are you doing this to children? If these sick adults up there want to be perverted, they have every right to live in their perversion. They do. I mean, I'm not going to come and try to tell them to stop, but they have every right. But when it comes to children, we have the responsibility to speak up against this.
With this bill, Washington leads the way by taking a more compassionate, developmentally appropriate, and reasoned approach to support these youth as they access gender-affirming treatment and reproductive health care services. Thanks, Senator Elias, and many people who've worked on this thoughtful approach. So let's smile for the camera here for a second. All right.
Zero back there. Here we go. One, two, you see that? They're smiling for the camera. They said, let's smile for the camera for a second. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. I told so many people told me in the past that, oh, this won't happen. It won't come. No, it's not going to happen. Not in my lifetime. Oh, it'd be 60 years before it happens. You have government officials signing into law to sexualize your child without your consent. So if you live in Washington, I mean, I guess if you can't take your kid out of school, maybe you need to get out of the state. But then again, maybe you don't care. Maybe you think this is okay. Maybe you're in agreement to having your child be on puberty blockers and they don't even have to let you know. Maybe you're okay with it. Right? Maybe you're okay with it. There's not enough millstones on the planet.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you. And all celebrating. Look at this.
Thank you, sir.
You know what this makes me think about? It makes me think about when New York was all celebrating, you can get off the screen, celebrating and clapping when they were able to kill the child at any point in the birth, at any point. And to my understanding, as a result of that 1 year, they actually aborted more black babies than there were born in the state of New York. They cheer it on. This is the exact same thing. This is demonic. How is it not? It's 100% demonic. These people know it's demonic. They don't care about the truth. They reject it every step of the way. You know how demonic it is? You have organizations and you have people trying to change what it is to be a Christian. Now, y'all have heard me talk about this multiple times in the past. And for those of you that have never heard me talk about this, and maybe it's your first time watching me, leave me a comment if it's your first time watching. So, yes, just say first time. I like to know. I'm looking at comments. Just say first time. But they're trying to change what it is to be a Christian. Listen to these two idiots here. And it's only one idiot that's speaking in all this. And the idiot that's speaking is this male. Let's do split screen here. This male right there, he's doing all the talking, and the idiot female on the other end is going, mm-hmm, yep, yep, yep. This is what you call black supremacy right there. That's black supremacy. And they're using Christianity. They're trying to say that Christianity is different for black people than it is for white people. Christ didn't come for a color. This is what they don't understand. Christ did not come for a color. He came for all of us, not for a color. But listen to this.
So from the foundations, historically, for hundreds of years, Christianity in this country has been connected to whiteness, white supremacy, and racism. And so the question is, can it be redeemed? Can it?
You hear this? Christianity is racism. And I've seen a lot of people on Twitter saying that. Oh, well, Christianity brought racism. Christianity brought sexism. Christianity brought slavery. Christianity brought everything that is evil, is what they're saying. They're literally saying, and it's not, they actually even said that Christianity brought homosexuality. And these same people support homosexuality. But they're saying Christianity bought it. And they don't want Christianity, but yet they say Christianity is bringing, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Listen.
It be reformed or whatever. I don't think in its present form it can. I think what we have to do is a couple of things. Number one, remember that Christianity is a global religion. And so we have a lot to learn from the majority world in the way Christianity is practiced by people in Kenya and Nigeria and Mexico and the Philippines and Korea, and where the majority of Christians reside, because they don't have the same historical baggage with race-based chattel slavery. They've got their other stuff, but we have a lot to learn from them.
I mean, again, how do you fix your mouth to make the connection of Christianity means slavery, Christianity means racism, Christianity means everything that is evil? These are the evil ones. This dude here, along with that evil woman over there, she's she's not even saying any, disagreeing with him at all.
But even in this country, white Christians need to divest themselves from whiteness.
Oh my goodness, you hear that? White Christians need to divest themselves from whiteness. How do you divest yourself from something that you were created by God? How do you do that? No, it's a serious question. Is there anybody out there? How do you do that? Right? How do you do that? You are white. There's nothing wrong with being white. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the exact same thing that they did to black people. They were trying to convince black people constantly that there's something wrong with you because you're black. There's nothing wrong with being black. There's nothing wrong with being white. There's nothing wrong with being brown. There's nothing wrong with being yellow. There's nothing wrong with the colors that God created. So how do you divest yourself from being white? Well, whiteness. What does that even mean? Are they suggesting just because you're white that you have a silver spoon in your mouth and that you don't even have to wipe yourself when you go to the restroom? What are they suggesting?
And that's going to be a very difficult that's going to be a very difficult project, because they benefit from whiteness, but they need to acknowledge that it exists, study the history, repent, repair. Wow. And I think that is going to be aided by learning from the black church tradition.
Wow. Get him off the screen. Get him off the screen. Enough of it. Enough of it. Wow. Talk about hatred. Talk about hatred. And they're trying. And this again, them trying to change what it is to be a Christian. They're not even hiding it any longer. They're trying to change what it is to be a Christian. And we're seeing it happen. We're seeing it happen. Churches, they're rejecting the Bible. They're including all of this evil demonic stuff. They're saying that God is embracing your sinful acts, and it's not true at all. But yet they're doing it. Yet they're doing it. It's crazy. All right, let me look in the comments real quick, before we bounce out of here. I'm just kind of curious if anyone, I'm just looking if anyone said the first time, right? Because I've been really trying to get people to come over. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to my Rumble channel, please. And also, hit that thumbs up. Let me go look how many thumbs up that we have here. How many do we have here? Right now, we have 87 thumbs up. There's over 300 people on here. Come on. Help me to get, I mean, y'all could help me get the 300 thumbs up if everyone just hit the thumb up right now. You could. I mean, you really could. We're on Rumble right now. I see you on there. Please hit the thumbs up. And if you're first time, if you don't have an account, go ahead and create your free account. Okay, create your free account. Let me tell you about something that everyone needs to take advantage of. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. What better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few items that you can take advantage of on the website: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's apparel, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, and so much more. Just visit mammothnation.com and use promo code WILL to get 30% off of your membership. Okay, 30% discount on your membership, or click the link in the description below. I made it really easy. Just click the link in the description below. It's really that easy. Also, if y'all like my gear on my website, I have a promo code on there, UAF10 on UniteAmericaFirst.com. Take advantage of it. This is my shirt, Culture Wars, for the show that I do on LFA TV, Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. Culture Wars. I get into it really heavy there. So join me. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for sharing this. Thank you so much for hitting the thumbs up. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. Stressed out, can't sleep, body aches, low energy, constipation, MRA products can help. This company combines ancient natural wisdom with modern day scientific innovations to develop all natural mental wellness products that support vigor, happiness, stress resilience, mental performance, and whole body wellness. For years, studies have shown all illness begins in the gut, including heart issues, diabetes, stress, insomnia, ADHD, and hormonal imbalance. Amare is 100% organic and made in the USA. Among other kits, they have Energy Pack, Foundation Kit, the Mental Wellness Kit. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Once again, uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Start feeling better with Amari.